Hello and good time to all dear traders, business partners, representatives all around the world. I hope you're well. So some of our dear friends and representatives who had meetings and introduced their country's products and capabilities in those meetings are receiving some messages after these sessions. Naturally, some of the attendees will contact them since they share their contact number. They may request the product or they may introduce the product so that the meeting manager in their country can work on it. Well, this is entirely natural and is actually one of the main goals of holding meetings. These acquaintances, these connections make it possible for friends who cooperate with us to have high capabilities in business activities. But here, some questions arise. How should we collaborate with these friends? Are they all trustworthy or not? To what extent should we trust them and how should we proceed with the relationship? One general point to note is that if we want to consider the trustworthiness of the people present at the meeting compared to the society and the general public, naturally, the people present at the meeting are much more trustworthy. You may ask why. Because they are all members of this group and their profile exists. We have their contact information and many of them have been working for years and have demonstrated their performance over these years. So compared to an ordinary person with someone who may, for example, send you a message on a social network like LinkedIn or Facebook, they are not at all comparable. And naturally, these are much more trustworthy. But that doesn't mean that they are 100% trustworthy and we should work with them. No, this is not our consideration either. In general, they are more reliable. But when we engage in business, we need to consider all aspects. Firstly, trust is one of the most important concerns in business, and trusting someone, one of the most important parts of business. So, don't see it so easy that we want to have a formula to trust them or not. Each individual needs to be examined separately, and then a decision should be made. But when it comes to trusting, I must say that when you want to trust to the extent that, for example, you provide customer information or supplier information to the other party, it's okay. Do you want to provide information about that product in your country to them or not? Get information about that product in that country? That's okay. For example, you may have a ceramic tile buyer. You get acquainted with someone in the meeting. Then say, okay, should I trust him to give the buyer directly to him and to talk to him? Yeah. Or when you want to give, for example, a ceramic tile seller and tell that person, now that you've done the deal, I'll take my percentage. Should I trust to this extent? Definitely, yeah. It's true that in the public space of trade, these trusts should not be done. And if you give numbers, it's almost unlikely that the person will give you a percentage or give you your share. But this doesn't happen in Arad, and you can trust to this extent. So, at these levels, definitely trust each other easily and let data and information and numbers flow and share with each other. But when it comes to giving money to someone and get it back later or vice versa, like giving the product first and wanting to get the money later, well, definitely needs a thorough examination, needs more thought and more research. It's not a matter of saying yes or no. Sometimes when you pay him, like in LC term, in letter of credit, well, we're not talking about that matter here, because that is another, let's say, confidential and official way of payment. But In some cases, when you are talking to a person and coming to an understanding and meeting an initial agreement, and that person says, okay, give me the money so that I can send you the cargo, here you must definitely involve Aura Branding and act through the mentors. What do we do in these cases? For example, we say, give the money to us, then we tell the person to send the cargo. So here we are the trusted intermediary. When the cargo is sent, we release the money. Why can we trust Aura Branding and not traders? Firstly, Aura's resume is much more than these words, and Aura itself has always been the place of your contacts. Secondly, for example, you want to deal with five containers of a cargo together. In these cases, well, the amounts are very low for Aurat, but unfortunately, it may be attractive in economic terms for some, and that later becomes problematic. And the third point is that, well, both sides definitely know Aurat and know well that whether they can trust Aurat or not. And this makes it much easier to do this work. So keep this in mind. Definitely don't trust each other in financial matters. I'm saying it very frankly and easily, and leave this to Aurat. But in terms of information and data, definitely cooperate with each other and let this flow easily and allow the work to go ahead. When you reach the final stages, well, you inform Aurat and move forward with Aurat's coordination. And no problem will arise in that case. Just one more point about the executive. Try to have the utmost flexibility in negotiations. They see what we have in many friends, buyers. You might see this, that someone CFR and CIF for the delivery. Sellers always want to deliver in FOB and Ex Work. And this makes many contracts to come to an end in an early stage, but try to be flexible. Try to consider having a good relationship with the person that is in touch with you, because at some point, these connections can help you to have a really good business. So at last, try to be flexible as possible, build trust, and of course you have the initial trust and comfort between us and the mentors. And with this flexibility, with this level of trust, make contracts better and easier. I hope you have fully understood these issues. If not, you can get back to your mentor. We will be in touch. Thank you for your time and have a nice time.